This goes to Dr. Kurt Anderson. Facts, we'll leave that blank, regarding Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Gimme, G-I-M-M, like Mary, E-Y, Jr., date of birth 6-11 of 1960. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Gimme with hypertension, history of right nephrectomy, and improved renal function. His last visit was 1 year ago, May 23rd of last year. He did have a prostate biopsy of several areas of his prostate last year by Dr. Liu, L-I-U, in Elma, and there were no findings for cancer of the prostate. And that was because he had an elevated PSA. So Dr. Liu will be following that those levels annually, and he's due to see him soon. He's feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no dyspnea, chest pain, palpitations, urine is clear, no difficulty urinating, he feels as if he empties completely, nocturia is 1 to 2 times a night, and this is unchanged, and no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight the lisinopril, 10 milligram once daily. The only new medication he advises is the CoQ10. He takes that daily with the simvastatin. Physical exam, weight is 168 pounds. That's about a 3-pound decrease over the last year. Pulse is 93. Oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 72. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen is soft, non-tender, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 16th, 2023. Creatinine is 1.2, estimated GFR is greater than 60, albumin 4.1, calcium 9.4, phosphorus 3.5, electrolytes are normal, hemoglobin 14.5 with the normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, hypertension, currently at goal on current dose of lisinopril. 2, status post right nephrectomy for renal cell carcinoma. Currently stable, no recurrence, no progression of chronic kidney disease, actually improved chronic kidney disease. And elevated PSA being followed by Dr. Liu. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.